This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Ziyad Warzazi welcome you to the Tafsir Bites, Tafsir Bits. Assalamu alaikum Kiko. How are you, my brother? I'll just give a minute for more people to join, inshallah, so that we can start. Today we are with Surat Al-Furqan. Surat Al-Furqan, inshallah. Tafsir Bites or Bits, Surat Al-Furqan today, inshallah ta'ala. So I'll just give me another, just a quick minute for more people to join. Alaykum salam, Munazza and Kiko. Sharmin Haq from Facebook. Alaykum salam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Get your notebooks ready, your pencils, pens ready, highlighters, whatever you need, inshallah ta'ala. Today we are with Surat Al-Furqan from the Tafsir Bits or Tafsir Bites. You know, our sessions. So inshallah ta'ala, I call it Tafsir Bites. This is something that we've started, subhanallah, in Ramadan, and we're still, you know, almost 2 months away, and we're still, you know, resuming with it, you know, tafsir. And although it's not a very, very deep tafsir, but it's just enough for you to understand the surahs, inshallah ta'ala. Enough for you to be comfortable with the Quran, to be comfortable when reciting and when listening, you know, when praying, to understand, you know, the surahs, inshallah. So Surat Al-Furqan today, all right? Surat Al-Furqan today. Get ready, inshallah ta'ala, and take some notes. Surat Al-Furqan, brothers and sisters, the number of the surah is 25. Surah number, the number of the chapter is 25 in the Quran. And it has 77 verses or ayat. Surat Al-Furqan has 77 verses. And it's in Juz, between Juz 18 and Juz 19. It's in between Juz, like the end of Juz 18 and the beginning of Juz 19. And it is a Mekki surah. Surat Al-Furqan is a Mekki surah. So those of you who just joined for the very first time, not knowing about this series, all the series are recorded on YouTube, Facebook. Some of them are on Instagram. So we started, alhamdulillah, with, you know, explaining, you know, the, you know, what does it mean, you know, for, you know, Mekki surah, Madani surah, Asbab al-Nuzul, the reason why a surah was revealed. So this surah is a Mekki surah, meaning that it was revealed in Mecca. The, you know, all of it was revealed in Mecca. There are certain surahs whereby you would find some ayat, you know, being revealed in Mecca, and other ayat being revealed in Medina. But this surah mostly was revealed in Mecca. And it's called Al-Furqan. Al-Furqan is to make tafriq, subhanAllah. What's tafriq? You know, to, as if you are like Umar al-Faruq. Umar al-Faruq, yifarriq. Yeah. So here, when you are splitting something between, you know, two things, you know, Al-Furqan, between Kufr and Iman, we're differentiating between, you know, Kufr and between Iman. Al-Furqan, because the surah starts with Al-Furqan. It starts initially with Al-Furqan. So is there any fada'il, any virtues of the surah? It is from Al-Mathani. What Al-Mathani? Al-Mathani are the surahs that are below 100. You know, they came instead of the Injil, as the Prophet Muhammad says, instead of the, you know, the Bible, Allah Azza wa Jal gave us the Mathani. And the Mathani are those surahs which are not too long, but they don't reach the level to be Mi'in, which are hundreds ayat, or they don't reach the level to be from As-Sab' At-Tawal. As-Sab' At-Tawal, the seven long ones, like Al-Baqarah, like Al-Imran, like Al-Ma'idah, Al-A'raf, Al-An'am, right? Nisa, those are the seven long ones. So this is, it's regarded from Al-Mathani. In terms of its revelation, there are 114 surahs. This surah, subhanAllah, is 25. 25, just like its number in the Quran, it is also number 25 in terms of its revelation compared to the other, you know, surahs. So 114 surah, 25, technically speaking, it would be a Mekki surah because it's an early surah. It's an early surah. So it's a, you know, it's from, you know, it's from, it's a Mekki surah. is asbab al-nuzul is interesting. The asbab, the reason why the surah was revealed or the ayat was revealed, mostly three main reasons why surah al-Furqan was revealed. Three main reasons, and they all have to do with the struggle between the mushrikeen and between the Muslims at the time. The struggle between the atheists and the Muslimin at the time. And also, there was this really interesting story of this man from Quraysh, the elite of Quraysh, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt, his name was. Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt was a close friend of Abu Jahl, right? And it's very well-known story when this man, like the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, was, you know, trying to give da'wah to the elite, to the layman. He was giving da'wah to all. But the elite, a lot of them, of course, they did not want to embrace Islam initially. Uqba ibn Mu'ayt was one of the elite of Quraysh, of Mecca. He was invited by the Prophet, he invited the Prophet Muhammad one day for a meal. And Prophet Muhammad did not want to eat. And he told him, I will not eat until you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, until you become a Muslim. And in terms of the Arab, you know, when you invite someone, it's an honor for that, you know, for you as a host. You know, it's an honor for you when you have a guest, you know, he will, you know, to come and eat in your home. So that man, he did not want to say it, but the Prophet says, I will not eat. So just because of that, you know, he says, okay, he uttered the Shahada. He uttered a Shahada. He became a Muslim. So when his friend came back, you know, Abu Jahl, he heard that this man, you know, Abu Mu'ayt, or Uqba ibn Abu Mu'ayt, he changed his religion and became a Muslim. So he told him that I will not talk to you. You're no longer my friend unless you go and you spit at the face of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at Muhammad, right? Until you go and you spit at his face. So he was, and this man was a man of intellect, Uqba ibn Mu'ayt. He's a man of intellect, yeah, and he's not like a stupid man. No. He was a brilliant man. He knew that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was speaking the truth, right? Yet, al-inad, stubbornness, al-inad, al-inad, al-inad. Quraysh, all of them, you know, they knew that Prophet Muhammad was actually, you know, he was speaking the truth. But because of financial reasons, mostly financial reasons. And what are those financial reasons? They're the businesses, their trade. We'll take, the trade. What kind of trade? Because they used to trade and they used to have so many idols from different tribes. So if they were to destroy those idols, their business will go down. Right, the business will go down. So it was mostly about being stubborn and inad, you know, fearing that their trade and business will have a hit. And this is why they did not want to embrace Islam. So he went and he knocked at the door of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and he spat at his face. Prophet Muhammad did not do anything other than wipe his face, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 27. وَيَوْمَ يَعَظُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ وَيَوْمَ يَعَظُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. And the day when that criminal, when that man, Allah is just talking about Uqba ibn Abu Mu'ayt, he will bite on his hand and he will say, I wish I took the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. الرسول, I wish I took the path of الرسول, of the Prophet. يَا وَيْلَتَى, oh to me, يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Fulan, he's talking about his friend. I wish I did not take so and so as Khalil. Khalil means a friend. But it was too late. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed that ayah. See, this is one of the reasons why this, you know, surah and the ayah was revealed. So matla' al-surah, the introduction of the surah, it starts with, okay, I tell you and you tell me. Those of you, mashallah, you've been with me for quite some time now. I talked to you about 10 types of introductions in the Quran, 10 types of introductions. This surah starts with تبارك الذي نزل على الفرقان تبارك الذي نزل على عبده الفرقان ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. It starts with Tabarak. تبارك الذي نزل على عبده القرآن على عبده الفرقان ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. So what do we call a surah that starts with something like Tabarak? What do we call this introduction? Those of you, a lot of you, I'm sure you've been with me for you know quite some time since the beginning of the series, and you, I spoke to you about the 10 different types of introductions. So a surah starts with Tabarak. What do we call the surah? The introduction of the surah. What do we call it? Is it Huruf al-Tahajji? No, it's not Huruf al-Tahajji. It's not Huruf al-Tahajji. Alif, Lam, Mim. Alif, Lam, Mim, Sad. Hamim, Noon. This is Huruf al-Tahajji. You know, MashaAllah, Shazia. Shazia, you're good. Shazia 2020. MashaAllah, Alik. Yes, Al-Thana'. Al-Thana'. It starts with Al-Thana'. Not Sana, Al-Thana, Al-Thana, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. Very good. Al-Thana, Al-Thana means to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praising Allah, yuthni ala Allah, to praise and to glorify the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the surah starts with not Sana, in English or in Urdu, you say Sana. It is not Sa, Sa, Sa is like seen, like Sumayya, Sumayya, right? Sumayya, seen. But here, Al-Tha, Tha. Like Thuraya, like Thuraya, Thuraya, like the in English, the, though, you know, so Athana, you know, you bring your tongue out, you know, your tongue, you stick it out, whereas the scene, the tongue, you put it inside. No, you don't stick it out, you stick it in. They teach you this stuff, you know, in Arabic, they teach you this stuff, you know, when you stick your tongue out, it becomes like th, th. But when you put your tongue in, you put it in, it sounds s, 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 s. So it's called athana, athana, right? Arif, I'm gonna test you. Go live. Go live with me. Arif, come live with me. I wanna test, I wanna hear you say athana. Come live, Arif Azra. Arif Azra. Yalla. Yalla, Arif, come on. Okay. Mu'nisa. He declined. He chickened out on me. He chickened out on me. All right. Mu'nisa, come live. Mu'nisa, come live. And I want to hear Athana. Athana. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I can hear you. There's a difference between s and th. So this one is not a sana, like azalin. We don't say azalin. We say adalin, right? So can you say a sana? A
sana.
Huh?
A sana.
Good. Say sana.
Sana.
You see, there's a difference between seen and tha, right? Seen and that, so you say athana, exactly. Jazakallah khair. Thank you, Mu'nisa. Barakallahu fiqh. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. All right, athana. So it starts with athana, meaning you know praise. You know, there is no riwayah. We're only we're just doing tafsir al-Quran. You know, we don't talk about the differences of the riwayat or differences of you know, is it warsh or hafs? Although I recite with hafs. But we're talking about tafsir al-Quran. You know, seen and tha, there's a difference between, you know, the 10 different types of recitations. They're all the same. Either seen or tha. There's no difference between warsh, hafs, or any other types of recitation. The maqati' al-surah. Let me talk to you now about the content of the surah. Right? Let me talk quickly about the content of the surah, as this is like a tafsir bites or bits, right? So we keep it short and sweet. We don't go deep into the surah, but I give you enough so that you can understand the surah and feel comfortable with it, inshallah ta'ala, if you were to recite it, if you were to listen to it, if you were to pray behind an imam who recites it, you would understand, inshallah ta'ala, right? Enough. You'll be comfortable with, you know, the understanding of the surah. Don't go too deep, but I'll give you, inshallah, enough. So that you can understand the surah. Surah Al-Furqan. The mawdu' al-surah, the mawdu', as we said, the surah starts with al-thana, tabaraka. Tabaraka alladhi nazzala ala abdihi al-furqan liyakuna lil'alamina نذيرة. The Sulama, brothers and sisters, is split into muqaddimah, an introduction, and there's two sections. The whole surah, 77 ayah, 77 verses. Muqaddimah, which is an intro, like an introduction, and then it has two sections. The introduction starts from verse 1 to verse number 3. Verse 1 to verse number 3, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, is talking about Prophet Muhammad as he was sent, you know, with his mission as a warner. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks with regard to the attitude of the non-believers vis-a-vis the message of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, their attitude as they declined, you know, to listen to the and to believe in the message of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Tabarak, praise be to Allah Azza wa Jalla, alladhi nazzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who revealed the kitab. Al-kitab here means the book. What book? Al-Quran. You said the Quran in Arabic has many names, right? Al-Furqan is also called Al-Quran. Al-Furqan is called Al-Quran in Arabic. Al-Kitab is called Al-Furqan as well. You know, we call it Al-Kitab. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Alladhi nazzala 'abdihi al-Furqana liyakuna lil'alamin nadhira." So he's a warning to al-'alamin. Al-'alamin, the whole mankind, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in this the first section starts from verse number 4 to verse number 31. Verse number 4 to verse number 31, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again here is, you know, talking about the stance of the non-believers, you know, when hearing the message of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So much so, one of their stance asking Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam to bring down the angels. Remember when we talked yesterday, the story of Salih, the story of Salih, when they asked the Prophet Salih, this is in the other series, you know, the stories of the Prophet series. They asked Prophet Salih to bring in a she-camel from a rock. You know, this is a rock. We want you to bring in a she-camel from that rock. Not only camel, it has to be a female camel and a pregnant camel, right? And he did. They did not believe, so Allah Azza wa Jalla destroyed them. Some of them believed and some of them did not believe. Those who did not believe, Allah Azza wa Jalla destroyed them. So here, this Quraysh, they're asking Prophet Muhammad for miracles. بِإِنزَلْ مَلَائِكَ. They said, bring the angels down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولُ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ مَعَهُ نَذِيرًا. This is verse number 7. وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولُ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ. What kind of prophet is this? They saying, what kind of prophet? He's walking like us. He's walking in the markets eating food. A prophet walking in the markets eating food. لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكْ فَيَكُونَ مَعَهُ نَذِيرًا. Why don't he bring in a malak, an angel, to walk with him as a warner? If he's a prophet, he should have an angel walking with him. So they're asking for these types of miracles. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا. Not only that, they not only want to see the angels, they want to see Allah. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. They want to see, لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة, if the angels were to be descended upon us, or نرى ربنا, or to see our gods. Subhanallah, just like Banu Israel. Banu Israel with Musa. Banu Israel with Musa, they've asked for the same thing. They want to see the Lord. They want to see Allah Azza wa Jalla. They want to see all these angels, you know, all these miracles. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, you know, that in the Quran, verse number 31 in Surah Al-Furqan. And verse number 27, which I mentioned earlier, you know, the story of Uqba ibn Mu'ayt with Prophet Muhammad, you know, that man from the elite of Mecca, where he went and he spat at the face of the Prophet Muhammad after he became a Muslim, right? And then he came back because his friend told him, you're no longer my friend. You know, you're not going to be, you know, from our hood no more unless you go and you spit at the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this guy who embraced Islam initially, he went and he spat at the face of the Prophet Muhammad. Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed on his behalf, يوم يعض الظالم على يديه, the day when the criminal will beat his hand and he will bite his hand and he will say, I wish I followed the path of Prophet Muhammad. I wish I did not follow the path of so and so. Brothers and sisters, you have to meticulously choose your friends. You have to meticulously choose who you hang out with. Your friends, they can either, and we talked about this, we talked about it during the series called Homemade Happiness. I spoke a lot about this, homemade happiness in that series. It's also recorded on Facebook, on Instagram, it's on YouTube, right? How to select your friends. Don't just hang out with anyone, you know. So this guy, he hanged out with one friend who deviated him from the straight path. After he became a believer, this guy, you know, because he was hanging out with another guy who deviated him from the straight path. They both ended up in hellfire, wal'iyadu billah. They both, him and his friend, ended up in hellfire. And then, in the second section of Surah Al-Furqan, second section starts from verse 32 to verse number 77, which is the end. So this is the second section. I said Surah Al-Furqan, it has an introduction, and then it has two sections. Section that starts from verse number 4 to verse number 31, and the second section starts from verse number 32 to the end, 77. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is talking about the shubha hawla al-Qur'an. They are claiming things about the Qur'an. This is why the surah is called Al-Furqan, Al-Qur'an. So these people, not only they did not believe in the Qur'an, but also they brought it they did not believe in the Qur'an, and they spoke ill of the Qur'an, of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in their behalf, وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك ورتبناه ترتيلا. So they came out with this, you know, like a note, kind of like they wanted to, it's a rumor, they wanted to bring in some sort of doubt. It's like doubtful matters. They're saying, why don't the Quran, why doesn't the Quran being revealed in one shot? Why every time he's coming with a different, you know, with one verse or another? Why doesn't he just have the Quran being revealed to him in one shot? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, the الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا means the non-believers. They said, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. The Quran should have been revealed to him in one shot. And then Allah replies to them, you know, to their doubtful matter that they have brought in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to that. And he says, كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. Why? To strengthen your heart. To gradually, in stages, strengthen your heart. You know, an ayah is revealed in Mecca in response to an incident that happened. An ayah is revealed in Medina in response to an incident that happened. And so on and so forth. Allah Azza wa Jalla was not to reveal into the breast of Prophet Muhammad the Quran in one shot, but he revealed it in stages. Why? لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. To strengthen your heart. Something happens, like for instance, the incident of Aisha. The incident of Aisha, the surah was not revealed in Mecca. It was revealed in Medina. If it was to be revealed in one shot, it would make no sense, because the Quran goes with events. It goes with incidents. It goes with, you know, with things that happened. So there was this incident of Aisha where they accused Aisha in her chastity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals then in Medina the ayah in Surah Nur that, you know, justified what happened and cleared the name of Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha. So لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, to strengthen, you know, gradually, you know, your heart in stages. Also, my brothers and sisters, last but not least, at the very end, and this is beautiful, this is one of my very, very favorite ayat at the very end. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the qualities of Ibad al-Rahman. So before you go, listen to this, because I'm almost done, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ibad al-Rahman, one of my very favorite ayat in the Quran. in Surah Al-Furqan, the very end of it. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the qualities of Ibad Ar-Rahman, the slaves, the servants of the most compassionate, Ar-Rahman.
وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَّحِيمًا.
Then Allah goes on more on their qualities. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Allah. What do they say? وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما. وعباد الرحمن. When you have time, brothers and sisters, go back to the end of Surah Al-Furqan to understand the qualities of the servants of Allah Ar-Rahman. Who are they in a nutshell? Who are they? وعباد الرحمن الذين وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون. These are the people where, you know, intellectual people, they God-fearing people. When people, they speak to them vain talk, they say قالوا سلاما. They don't waste their time in vain talk with others. When people want to argue with them for the sake of arguing, they say سلام سلام سلامة قالوا سلامة والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما. Allah. And those who spend the night سجدا وقياما. They spend the night in sujood and in qiyam, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the ibad al-Rahman. Very special qualities for these people. والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم. And those who say, oh our Lord, you know, save us from adab jahannam, from the chastisement of adab of jahannam, of hellfire. And also they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. And those who, when they spend, they don't waste, they don't, you know, exaggerate in spending, in wasting, subhanAllah. You know, they spend moderately. And those who also say, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ. And those who do not associate anyone with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ. And those who do not kill innocent lives, and those who do not commit adultery. They don't commit these things, these people. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, as whosoever does so, he shall have a very severe punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal, and he will be thrown in hellfire forever, except those who repent. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ. Except those who repent and believe and work righteousness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only will forgive all their sins, will forgive them and efface all their sins, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more. So these about the Ibad al-Rahman, Allah ends that surah with it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautiful, beautiful surah, Surah Al-Furqan. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the understanding of the Quran, make us love the Quran, understand the Quran, live with the Quran, and die upon the Quran with La ilaha illallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless you. Azakum Allah khair, sisters and brothers. Barakallahu feekum. Those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, thank you for joining. I hope to see you later on today, inshallah. I hope to see you later on today at 6 o'clock p.m. right? 6 o'clock p.m. inshallah ta'ala for the stories of the prophets. This was the tafsir bites or the tafsir bits. We're done, inshallah ta'ala. Those of you who have missed it, you can always go back and listen to it, inshallah ta'ala. It will be saved on the Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, inshallah ta'ala. I hope the surah, now you will understand it more and live with it more, inshallah ta'ala. Hope to see you again, like I said, later on today at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Barakallahu fikum, jazakumullah khair. Facebook, Sharmin Haq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair.